It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right bay. Let's go.
Not that Mackey's
back in town.
Look out.
Look out.
Mackey is back.
Chris McMahon.
Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. 203. McMonagle here with you on the Fan on this Celebration Thursday. 888-808-1019. Met fans, let's go. We take you till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Again, 888-808-1019. An elated Michael Fliegelman on the other side as the Mets continue to do what they do. It's just stupid now. It's just stupid at this point. As they've now made it to the NLCS, taking three of the first four games against Philadelphia and sending them home. And again, it's never just a ho-hum, nondescript, a couple of runs early and settle things. No. And they had opportunities. And I'll tell you this right now. As we celebrate, we'll get to all the sound. We'll play all the highlights. We'll have all fun. It's a party for Met fans. Yankee fans, it's a good win. We'll get to it. Stanton. Oh, I'm going to talk about Stanton. We got time for that. 888-808-1019. But we're going to start with the party that is what happened in Citi Field last night. And we'll play the quotes and the clips from the manager, from Lindor, from the owner. As you heard Keith give you one that, you know, talking about Lindor's contract. And I also love the quote the owner talked about trying to change the mindset of the fan base, trying to fix the negativity around this fan base. Unfortunately, the Yankee fans need it fixed as well. But, I mean, just what an incredible, incredible run for this team. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, we know all of it. I want to get to you guys early at 888-808-1019. Give me a call. What can you say about this group, about this team? And I'll tell you this. I have to admit, I have had ultimate belief in this team. I even felt, if you remember, heading into the ninth inning against Milwaukee with the top of the order up, I felt like the game wasn't over. But I'll tell you, as I talked last night about the idea of finally some real expectations on the Mets, heading into this game, now you have to win the series up 2-1. Now you can't go back. Now you have to win it here at Citi Field. There's pressure to do it, right? The first time in 24 years. There was a little bit of pressure to win this game. And what they've done has been so loose and been so big in the big moments, and nothing's bothered them, not falling behind, not, you know, there's nothing that could happen that could question the resolve of this team. But I have to admit, I did not like the beginning of this game for the New York Mets. I didn't. It would have been one thing if the bats were just dormant, as they have been over the first couple, you know, different times throughout this run here. But the Mets have lived on coming through in opportunities. The Mets have lived on coming through with the bases loaded in the first inning. The Mets have lived on capitalizing on mistakes, especially as Bohm is trying to give them the game early on. And when they don't come through, when Iglesias has a terrible at-bat in the first inning for the strikeout and J.D. Martinez strikes out, then you get the same thing in the second inning where, you know, Strom literally, Vientos runs almost as slow as Giancarlo Stanton. How many times have we seen, you know, him thrown out at first going, really, Vientos? I mean, seriously, we love you. You're killing it. Your OPS is through the roof in this postseason. Home runs galore. You've been great. We love you. But, man, you are slow. We've said it a bunch. I know you Mets fans, you've said it a bunch. And he has no idea what to do with the pitch. There's two outs. Throw him out at first. And you're given two opportunities in the first two innings and you squander them. I have to admit, I was a little nervous. I didn't like the feel of the beginning of this game. But ultimately, even though they come through and we'll get to the Lindor home run is an instant classic. And we talk about their nature of coming through. This game, they don't have the opportunity of the sixth inning, if not for the pitching of this team. I'm not saying it's going to get completely lost because what they've done, Manaea kind of was the story of yesterday or 2 days ago. And, you know, clearly, you know, Quintana pitched well in this game, five innings, two hits, no earned runs. Reed Garrett comes in. They go to Peterson, who's obviously a huge part of this, but the bullpen, the pitching, keeping this Philadelphia Phillies team with that lineup, especially at the top of the lineup, making Trey Turner look awful in this series. Keeping really the only significant damage done by Bryce Harper, that one home run in game two. Like, the ability they don't have. Lindor can hit a grand slam to win the game. They can come back in this game if they give up runs. It doesn't happen without keeping the Philadelphia Phillies to one run on an infield single, an infield misplay by Vientos. Like, it is remarkable how well they have pitched as well. Yes, there's the heroics. Yes, you know, the home run from Pete Alonso and that moment and how special it was. Yes, the home run from Lindor against Atlanta. And yes, this grand slam in the sixth inning. It doesn't happen without the pitching of this team. It's remarkable the efforts they're getting from every starting pitcher. It's pretty much remarkable other than I know Diaz, and we'll get to that situation and whether or not Mendy should have brought Diaz in the ninth inning. But he scares you a bit. But ultimately, Peterson comes in and out of the bullpen and has been really your second-best pitcher of this run. We talked about what Manaea did. Quintana with five shutout innings. Like, it's just remarkable how well they have pitched. Because ultimately, we knew, and even at times throughout this remarkable season now, the offense has carried this team, and we knew what this team was going to be, an offensive-laden team, what Vientos brought to it. And once he established himself, how different he made the lineup, and all the guys, Taylor and Iglesias and all these guys who've come through, it's about the offense, but just, you know, going about their business as guys that nobody expected anything from. You've got David Peterson having a great year coming out of the bullpen to keep a vaunted Philadelphia Phillies lineup at bay. This is a guy nobody wanted to see ever again pitch for the Mets. Right? Manaea is a guy relegated to the bullpen in San Francisco and San Diego. Severino is a guy last year I said the Yankees weren't serious about winning if they continued to throw out Luis Severino. And these guys are carrying you and affording you the ability to have the moments you've had. And yet again, Lindor, I mean, there's nothing else to say, right? I don't even know what to say at this point anymore. Other than he's freaking insane. The whole team is, but Lindor is having one of those special seasons, one of those special runs that don't come around. And this, like this moment right now, Met fans, I got to be totally honest with you. I know it's about championships. And ultimately, if this run doesn't end with a parade, if it doesn't end with Lindor hoisting.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That trophy at the end, there'll be disappointment. There'll be upset. There'll be bitterness. There'll be sadness. There'll be everything because ultimately it is about the championship. But this moment right now and what this team continues to do, I mean, think about what they just did. Philadelphia was the best team in the National League, arguably all of Major League Baseball, for most of this season. This is a team that's played well in the postseason. Yes, they crashed and burned against Arizona last year, but this is a team that went to the World Series. This is a team that was in the NLCS last year. This is a team that came out with a purpose and a mission at the start of the year. And this is a team you just ran through and completely shut down. And while they couldn't get the big hit, you couldn't stop getting the big hits. And this run is just... it doesn't get better than right now. Enjoy it. Because we're going to find out who they play. Game 5 Friday night, Dodgers Padres. We'll get into who I think is the better matchup. Either way, I think the Mets have an excellent opportunity to win that series and go on to the World Series and then quite frankly beat whoever they see there. I think the Yankees would be the only team that would even give them competition, but whoever they see there, this is a World Series caliber team. They have an opportunity to do the what we would have considered impossible. But take a second. Look at the scene outside Citi Field last night. Breathe in that Lindor home run in a spot with the bases loaded where the Phillies bring in their closer to get through the top of the order. Now, another bases loaded situation where you get Alvarez to be unable to come through with the first at bat. And you're a ground ball away from not scoring. You're a pop-up away from still being down. And you've had this opportunity twice in the game. But the difference is your superhero, your MVP, whether he's the MVP of the league or not, this guy has consistently been absolutely remarkable since mid-June. And he hits a ball off a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, which I don't know why you just keep pounding fastballs to Lindor. You must be out of your mind right now. And he has a moment, and he hits a home run that I don't care what they do next series. Like, this is as good as it gets. This moment right now, bask in it, enjoy it, be confident moving forward. I'm not trying to downplay what can come, but this is as good as it gets right now, Mets fans. To watch them for the first time in 24 years celebrate moving on in the postseason on your field, at Citi Field, to watch them come through. Even Diaz late in the game, which we'll get to. I don't love putting Diaz in the game with a 3-run lead the way that Peterson was pitching. I understand he's the closer. I also understand you'd like to start him with an inning, and you're not going to let Peterson go through if he gets into some trouble, and then you'd have to bring in Diaz with runners on. And if Diaz is wild like he was at the start of that inning with runners on, now you have a real problem. I understand giving him the clean ninth. I probably would have stuck with Peterson, but when he walks those two first guys, yeah, you're probably nervous. And yeah, you're worried about what could happen. But ultimately, was there any doubt this team was going to win this game? Was there any doubt? The feeling inside this fan base, and the owner said it, that he's here to slay the negative tone and feeling around this franchise. And right now, if you're a Met fan, how could you possibly be negative? Like, I don't like not scoring for the first 6 or 7 innings consistently. I don't like that. It scares me. I don't love the idea of having to come up with heroics on a nightly basis, but, I mean, right now, top to bottom, there is every single guy who comes to the plate, it feels like he can do damage. And that was just, I mean, this is a moment, and that home run, in a spot where, I don't know what you were thinking, I didn't necessarily think home run, but I knew he was going to do something to win the game. There was no shot in hell that Lindor was not going to do something to give them the lead. A base hit, a double in the alley. I didn't know he was going to turn on a fastball and send it over the right center field wall for a grand slam in a deciding game of an NLDS series against one of your bitter division rivals. I didn't know that that's how this was going to finish this series. But my God, think about where you are, Met fans. Think about where you were. Think about where you were before that meeting. Think about where you were when Lopez throws his glove in the air. Think about where you were and think about where you are. And I know you guys know I'm a big Beatle guy and a Paul McCartney guy. He has a song called Dear Boy, and there's a line in there, and it says, "Even when you fall in love, it won't be half as good as this." And even if you win the championship, even if this goes on to bigger and better things, like, it's hard to get better than this. Like, this is freaking unbelievable. I know you want to win a championship. It's the first time since 86. I know you want to move on to the next series, but moments like this, games like this, playoff baseball is fun. It's hard. There's nothing else to say about this team. I don't even know what to say. They just continue to come through in the biggest of moments. Even when they don't early on in the game, you know they're going to come through when it matters most. And they just took down a team who's the best team in the National League, a team that you've never played in the postseason before, but obviously you've been a rival for years, a team with a star-studded lineup, a team that was supposed to win this series. And you've sent them home in 4 games and got to celebrate on your field and had a signature moment that you will never forget. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls right away, Met fans. Mike in Staten Island. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, I got to say, obviously, everything that you said, just to piggyback off of it, what is going on with the Mets is incredible. From 0-5 to start the season to under 10 games under 500 mid-season to the run they went on post-All-Star break,
yeah,
where we are today is incredible. I mean, between Mendoza pushing the right buttons,
yeah,
between Lindor's MVP caliber season,
yep,
obviously Ohtani, but just to
doesn't
say,
matter. I mean,
really,
do we care
special.
If he goes home with a trophy or not, other than the World Championship trophy or the World Series MVP trophy? Like, who cares?
Of course not.
I mean, the guy's just been unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And I just like to say the biggest thing is, no matter who they play in the other NLCS, the most important thing is that this team has a belief. You feel it as a fan. You feel it, the energy in the city. You feel it just watching them play. They truly have the belief that they can do it. And I really feel that. Who wants to play against the Mets?
Nobody.
That's the biggest thing.
Nobody.
The Padres are great.
Yep.
Dodgers have the pedigree, but who wants to play against the Mets right now?
No. Nope.
So it's just something that, lightning in a bottle, and I just feel like, you know, it's really, it's been a great run, and anything could happen at this point.
No, so I mean, Mike, you're 100% right. Thank you for the call. Enjoy it. Congratulations. Like, you're right. I mean, and this is just so, it's so anti-Met. Now, I'm not a Met fan. I haven't lived and died with it for the years all of you have, but I've watched, and typically, yeah, they don't have games like this. They don't have moments like this. They're not the team who squanders opportunities with the bases loaded in the first and second inning and then get more opportunities and hit a unbelievable grand slam home run to give them the win. Like that, these aren't the kind of games you go through. Your closer doesn't come in and walk the first two guys of the inning and you make it through without giving up a run, and you strike out Schwarber, who's one of the premier postseason home run hitters in recent memory. Like, these are all things that this team hasn't done. And they've done it enough already. Yeah, they still have two more rounds to go. But already, I mean, if you don't have supreme faith in this group, I don't know. They're on death's door against Milwaukee. I mean, think about that. That's why, like, I laugh when people say, when I was really hyped up about that Alonso home run, and people will throw all the different home runs. Oh, what about, you know, obviously the Yankee fans who are mad at me for enjoying this Met run. Oh, what about the Aaron Boone home run? What about the, you know, the Giants win the pennant? The Giants win the pennant? Ever heard of it? Like, you know, going on and on, every home run. I get it. That Pete Alonso home run, the Lindor home run, you want to call it bigger? Fine, whatever. Against the Phillies in the NLDS, the next round, it's bigger. It's whatever. It doesn't happen. If the Pete Alonso home run doesn't happen, all of these, and whatever comes next, might not happen without the Lindor home run. So I'm arguing about Aaron Judge and home runs in the wild card game. If you don't hit home runs in the wild card game, there might not be a DS to struggle in or CS to struggle in. Every one of these moments are huge, from the Lindor grand slam to the home run from Alonso. Hell, let's be fair. To the Vientos home run that even happened in a loss. You have no business hitting in that home run. You have no business getting back into that game. Who do the Mets think they are? Like, honestly, who the hell does this team think they are? You can't consistently do this. And yet here we are. Another night to celebrate, a huge moment. You get to watch the team pop the champagne again. You get to watch the manager give a speech again. You get to watch the owner again with his glasses on. You see Pete doing interviews on MLB Network, looking like his doofy self with the glasses on. Like, this is, enjoy this. This is as fun and as good as it gets. And you're getting ready. And here's the best thing, right? And here's what, and I know maybe this is going to sound condescending as a Yankee fan a little bit, but here the best thing is, you bought yourself more of these. Like, this is the best. What is better than these high energy, high intensity playoff baseball games where you're, you know, on the tip of your seat, or you're standing up if you're pacing like me, the wild man. Like, every pitch you're getting amped up for. Like, you just bought yourself at least four more. You play 162. I want as many of these as I can possibly get. Even if some of them are frustrating, even if some of them piss me off, even if I can't sleep after some of them, you bought yourself four more waking up on game day morning with a team you believe in, a group that you fell in love with, and a team that's as good as anyone right now. I know people say in the National League, in the American League, you don't want to play those pesky Tigers right now. They found something. They're hot. who in the world wants to play the New York Mets, as the caller just said? Like, honestly, you could be up 4-0 in the ninth inning and be like, I don't know, it's the freaking Mets. Like, they've become that team. They have embodied the never say die, you have to get 27 outs, you can't kill us, as much as any team I can ever remember. And that's not hyperbole. Like, literally, this particular Met team over the last 2 weeks have built up a body of work and have embodied the never say die, you can't kill us attitude more than almost any team I can ever think of. And I know this is the, and I'm talking about, you know, the dynasty Yankees. I get that. They, you know, other than obviously some memorable moments, like they kind of were just so good that they steamrolled through everybody. Like the 98 Yankees had like one game. Game 4 against the Cleveland Indians in the ALCS that made you nervous at all. This team consistently gives you games where you're terrified in the 7th and 8th inning. And you need the heroics, and then you get them. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this. They are the embodiment of we won't be denied. And to have that, to be able to watch that on a nightly basis, to be able to root for that, to be able to enjoy this every step of the way, it's crazy. It's as much fun as you could possibly have being a baseball fan. Tommy in Astoria. What's up, Tommy?
Hello, Chris.
How's What's up?
Oh, man. I was there tonight, and that's the loudest I've ever heard that place. You couldn't even hear yourself.
No, I mean, the places. Listen, they're taking on the Phillies in the NLDS with an opportunity to clinch at home or win a series at home for the first time in 24 years, and you get that moment. You get being down all game, frustrated all game. They can't come through with the bases loaded, which is what they do. And now you're nervous. Like for me, I was, if they would have had a 1-2-3 first and a 1-2-3 second, I would have almost felt better. But it almost looked like, wow, for the first time, they're getting tight with the bases loaded. Hey, Iglesias, who, you know, rips a base hit up the middle every time in this situation, is swinging at curves in the dirt. Yeah. Like, I was what is going on here? If they can't come through in moments like this, especially when they're handed it by mistakes, like, this is when they kill you. And for those first two innings, I'm like, oh, boy, maybe this is not their day. And then to still get another opportunity and have Lindor just absolutely tank job. It's
that was
that moment is crazy. That moment is crazy.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm a pacer, so I couldn't sit in my seat.
Yep.
I was actually pacing around a promenade, watching the game on a concession stand TV. Yeah. And I would have left Peterson in.
Yes,
I understand. But when he walked, you said slightly nervous when he walked to the first two. Yeah, I see. But slightly nervous is a bit of
a good way to put it, right?
But I gotta tell you. There really is like this palpable thread of optimism to this fan base that I really thought they were going to win both these games.
Yep.
I really did. Going into that, I was really confident. And I got to tell you, I was like you about the same day, early June. I thought I'd had them dead and out. Now, question is, we get to sit there, Met fans, let's sit there, have a little snacks, have a couple of beers, let's watch these guys beat the crap out of each other Friday night, let them have to use one of their top starters. Both these teams only go three deep in a rotation. We have a much deeper rotation than these two teams, you know.
Yep.
Dodgers actually started a bullpen game tonight, right? San Diego went back to Cease on 3 days rest.
Mm-hmm.
So, I tell you, man, I like our chances. I'm not going to say who I want to play. I'll take on whoever wins. I think we have a shot against both these teams.
No doubt. I think I would rather, and me and Fliegelman were talking about it when I first got in, I think I'd rather play the Dodgers. The Dodgers rotation really is in tough way right now with the injuries. They don't. The back end of their rotation is not good. The lineup top heavy. I think San Diego presents a bigger issue. Their starting pitcher is a little better. Their bullpen is clearly better, and their lineup probably is 1-9 deeper. I think they scare me a little bit more than the Dodgers do. I know it's Ohtani, I know it's Mookie Betts, I get that. I still think, and especially now that Yamamoto is going to have to start Game 5 here and not be ready for Game 1, I think I would probably rather play the Dodgers. So if I'm a Met fan today, I'm celebrating and I'm not thinking about it. When I wake up Friday and I know Game 5 of the other NLDS series is playing and I'm scouting, I've got my scout hat on, I'll probably be rooting for the Dodgers. I would probably be rooting for the Dodgers. But that's always dangerous because then, you know, Ohtani hits a 3-run home run in the first inning and you're like, thanks, big guy. Oh, that's right, he's leading off. Well, in the 3-run home run in the third inning. Shut up, man. You know what I meant. 888-808-1019. But it's a party. We'll get to the Yankees. But it's a party for the Met fan. Yankees had a good, solid win. I know everyone's still concerned. Everyone's still worried about Aaron Judge. I'm telling you right now, I am not. Like, at all. So we'll get to that. We'll get to Giancarlo Stanton. And I never want to hear another bad word from a single Yankee fan ever again. I don't care if he strikes out 35 times in a row in June, because you've made it quite clear. You don't care if Judge hits 35 home runs in June, so why would you care that Giancarlo Stanton strikes out 35 times in June? I don't care. I never want to hear the man besmirched ever again.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.